So I'm looking at Genesis chapter 3 and first verse. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. So it was right there say, right? God made the serpent. The serpent is a made thing, a created thing. So you can argue, what is the serpent? Is it Satan? No, it's a different version of the evil one. But we are fighting the serpent. That's all of our battle, is against the wiles of the devil, the wiles of the serpent. Leviathan, connected to the serpent. And this made entity, who was very cunning, said to the woman, has God indeed said? So he asks a question. He doesn't point at a fruit and say, eat. He asks a question. He gets her to think about fruit. Watch. You shall not eat. Eat. Talking about eating now, consuming. They would be given the whole garden, beautiful fruit, luscious fruit, perfect fruit, the best fruit ever in the history of the world. Beginning, the perfect garden of Eden, perfect fellowship with the Father, clear communication with God Almighty, the Creator. And he gets her to think about fruit and forbidden fruit. Watch. You shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Question. Then the woman answers the question. She enters into a conversation. This was obviously the beginning of the fall. By entering into a conversation with the serpent, she says what God says. Like she's quoting scripture. We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the conditional one of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst, it's in the middle of the garden, very visible, very much seeing it every day. In the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat nor touch, lest you die. So two things. Eating and touching, and a penalty of death, which she didn't know anything about, but it sounded bad, right, to her. Then, so retort of serpent, he says, you shall surely not die. So he directly contradicts the commandment of the Creator as a created being, as a serpent, using conversation, using a question to get her to think about fruit and to get her to think about the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden that was forbidden without dragging her there. No. So he's very deceptive here, obviously. And he's a blanket statement. You shall not surely die. So take that to everything we deal with today. We come out of a bang. Where's God's throne? Jesus really wasn't God. I'm an atheist. I don't believe there is a creator. I believe we just happened. Aliens planted us on this thing that spins called Earth around the sun. All this imagined bullshit. And so Satan says, you shall not surely die. Who is he to say that? How can Satan tell her, you shall not die, if God, the creator, the one who made Eve out of the rib of Adam, gave her to Adam? Why is she engaging with a serpent? She shouldn't be talking to the serpent. The serpent was available. The serpent made himself visible. The serpent asked a question, and she listened rather than not listen. So this is just advice for us all today. Don't listen to the serpent. You can tell if it's a serpent. You can tell if it's a trick question. You'll know, especially if you're filled with God's Spirit, don't engage the serpent in a dialogue. But she does. And then the serpent says this, and he does a theology, right? He's building a theological system right here in verse 5. For God knows, how's he know God knows, right? That in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened. So you're currently, your eyes are closed. You can't see anything. No, he's obviously talking about different kind of eyes than physical eyes. Your eyes will be open and you shall be like God, knowing good and evil. Well, the trick in the, there's accuracy in his statement. Her eyes will be open to now see evil. She doesn't know anything but good. So, when the woman saw with her eyes that the tree was good for food, so any temptation, especially sexual, right? A beautiful woman, a lustful, seductive glance, eyes that draw you in, your body responds internally. If you're a man, you want the woman, right? This happened to the woman. Her eyes were filled with desire for the fruit. Now, this isn't an apple, okay, guys? Let's just be real. This could be sexual, who knows? But it created a drawing in and a pull, and it was seductive because she saw that it was good, right? For food, to eat, to consume, to take into herself. That it was pleasant to the eyes. So an apple isn't pleasant compared to an orange, compared to a banana. This is something else. And a tree desirable to make one wise. So the whole tree now is designed in such a way as to make one wise. And she then took, she touched it, which she was forbidden to do. She touched the fruit and ate the fruit. So when you touch something like a woman, if you're a man, you're gonna finish the act, especially if it's a seductive act. You start touching, you're gonna have sex. You can't pull away. You have to finish the act, right? So she's in a sense of in a sexual situation, a temptation that drew her in. And then she gave to her husband with her, and he ate as well. So whatever this was, it wasn't an apple. It was alluring. It had a grab to the affection of the human brain and heart. And then it says the eyes of both of them were open. So Satan didn't lie. Her eyes did not see the things that he sees, or what he was, his kingdom, his world. She couldn't see it until he made her think about fruit and a tree and a forbidden word from God to stay away. And he's right. Now she can see. Her and Adam can see. And they knew that they were naked. Now all of a sudden, sexual things, because you're naked, you don't want to be naked. You got to be clothed in our world, right? Can't walk around naked because we're perverse. Because that's just against, you know, what we know about sex. Sex is now perverted. Sex is no longer pure. It was totally pure. Walk around naked. You know, before sin, you know, everything was perfect. But now, because something sexual, I believe, happened here, now they realize they're naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. So now they're covering their privates, which we should do, right? Because something happened to their bodies and their eyes that caused them to realize that they had done something perverse, out of nature, against God, against creation, against his will. But look at how fast God responds. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, like normal. God came at a certain time. Jesus, this is the pre-incarnate Jesus. He walked. He's a man. He's communicative. Knows language, right? Satan had a language that he could use to talk to Eve. Now God is using his language that he gave to man, language, alphabet, words. And he heard God walking in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid, ran away from the presence of the Lord God among the trees. So they were now where the trees are versus the herbs and the spices and whatever. They're in that part of the garden where all the trees are. And they hid in the trees. And then God called out to Adam and said, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." And here, check this out. Verse 11, God said, "Who told you you were naked?" He's identifying. God's using a question. Let's retrace your steps. Who was the one that told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? God knew already. But he's asking Adam to get him to think and understand what has just happened. We all need to do this. When things go sideways, we got to walk through the steps of how we got where we are. We must be honest with ourselves, honest with the situation, come to grips with it 100%, not sugarcoat it. Then the man said, "The woman you gave me to be with me gave me of the tree and I ate." So here's where God speaks to the woman. And he goes, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." Now she knows that those words were deception. When their eyes were open, not only did she see the fruit was really good for food and she ate it, and fell into the temptation, she lost the battle. But now she knows that was deception. So she knows what deception is. I'm just going to stop there.